Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Let me tell you, wake up, wake up, wake up. Sleepyhead, you know the slogan, grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. And thank you so much for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and what can I say? It's all about Coffee Chatter time. If you don't know who we are, well, Coffee Chatter is a nonprofit organization. Check us out at www.coffeechatter.net, and you can find all of our information and where to contact us and what we're about and our events and our board of directors and what can I say? I should say our advisory board and everything else. Well, first of all, Los Angeles, where is the sun? You know what? I mean, the sun is out, but at least it's not the scorching hot temperatures in the Antelope Valley. Yesterday, it was like, what, 101 at Venice Beach. I was down there. It was about 75. Marina Del Rey was like in the 80s. Los Angeles was around in the 90s. It was crazy, crazy weather all over, but it was hot. Not too much sun in some places, but a lot of sun in other places. Santa Clarita had tons of sun and ton of hot weather. And let me tell you, I saw a lizard. That lizard was looking at me like, hey, do you have some bottled water? Seriously. But anyway, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one movie out here, no surprise, is number one again, Jurassic World. Of course, that is the executive director is Steven Spielberg. Jurassic World this weekend made over $54 million. Remember, all the movies are just an estimation. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. If I'm right, hey, hey, hey. Number two, Inside Out. It was number two last week, number two this week, and that is the new animation film there from Buena Vista Studios, Inside Out, all about putting her head and things like that, made over $52 million, a really good kids film there. A lot of my friends who have children said it was really a lot of fun and very funny, very cute. Number three, out first week out, Ted 2, starring Mark Wahlberg there. And that one this weekend raked in over $33 million. And I saw Ted 1. Hilarious. I will definitely go see Ted 2. Mark Wahlberg was really funny. Of course, the talking teddy bear is hilarious. And one of the executive producers and, of course, one of the writers is Seth MacFarlane. Seth MacFarlane is the creator of the TV series Family Guy and the creator of the TV series American Dad. So very funny there. If you like Family Guy type of humor, then you're going to love Ted 2. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to see it. But I'm telling you, Ted 1 was fabulous. It was hilarious. All right, number four, Max 2015. That was made over $12 million there. Let me see, Five Spies, starring Melissa McCarthy. That one made just about $8 million. And you know what? Melissa McCarthy, I don't care what she's in, she's just funny. She's really, really funny. I mean, she's got a bit of Lucille Ball in her. She's got a, I don't know who she's like, a little bit of, even though she's a woman, but a little bit of the Robin Williams type energy. The style of Lucille Ball in there. I mean, she just reminded me of a lot of great comedians all rolled into one. She's just funny. I like her. I really, really do. All right. And moving on from Spy, number six, San Andreas. Of course, that stars Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, a.k.a. The Hulk. Oh. Anyway, San Andreas, about what else? The San Andreas Fault. That one made almost $5.5 million there. Now, that movie, personally, I didn't see the movie, although people I know who saw it said it was very fun, very entertaining. It's not trying to save the world. It doesn't have a political message or anything like that. It's just a good, fun movie. But you know what? Ooh, I have a little tremor because, you know, we're on the San Andreas Fault. I don't want to see a movie about the earthquake, because then I'll be afraid it's going to really happen. So anyway, everybody I know has seen it. I'm too chicken to see it. Maybe I'll see it eventually. All right, number seven, dope. What can I say? Just from what I hear, a really, really good teen film there. That one, it's been out for a couple of weeks there. That one made just about $3 million there, predominantly an African-American movie. Think of Ted and Bill's Adventure, something like that, American Graffiti. I don't know if it'd be American Graffiti. Well, you know, I don't really know, because American Graffiti wasn't really teens. Nah, well, you know what? I'll lump it all together. It's just basically the same type of movie. Go see it. Let me know what you think. If I'm wrong, you let me know, okay? Be polite if I'm wrong. All right, number eight, too scary for me, Insidious Chapter 3. That one made just a little bit over $2 million there. Number nine, Mad Max Fury Road. That one made, well, just about $2 million. Of course, that is just, remember the old Mel Gibson Mad Max movies? Well, here you have this one. Not to be confused with the number four spot, Max 2015 is starring one of the stars, Thomas Hayden Church. That one is about the dog, who's really cool. So, you know, I will see that one. It will make me cry. All right, because it could be Finding Nemo, and I will cry about it if it has an animal in it. All right, and number 10, Avengers, Age of Ultron. And that was a lot of fun. Of course, the name itself, Avenger, should tell you what it's about. That one made just a little bit over $1.5 million there. So if you saw one of those top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. All right, moving on to some BET Awards 2015. I did not go to the BET Awards this year. They were held in Los Angeles. However, did you see Miss Patti LaBelle on stage? Wasn't she absolutely fabulous? I like Patti LaBelle because she sang with other people, but I like Patti LaBelle. I don't care what anybody says. And then it had African-American actor Terrence Howard up there. What can I say? Anything that Terrence Howard is in, he's just always smooth. He's just always cool. I love to see his interviews. He always just very nice, very polite. And did you see P. Diddy up there? Now, you know, P. Diddy, of course, I don't know. How come you don't know him? But he took a little fall at the BET Awards. He tripped right there on stage. But I give the brother credit. He bounced right back up. So more power to him. And you know what? The crowd kind of was helping him up. So, hey, what can I say? So those are some of the highlights from the BET Awards. Of course, there were many, many more. But I thought that was very, very interesting there. And, of course, hosted by Anthony Anderson, very, very funny guy, funny comedian, and Miss Tracy Ellis Ross, absolutely gorgeous. So what can I say about that? So moving on from the BET Awards, a lot of fun there. All right, since we're talking about Tracy Ellis Ross, very classy, classy lady, very, very nice. Diana Ross was at a wedding, and what can I say? She wore white to the wedding, but the wedding wasn't hers. It was for her daughter. So one of Diana Ross's daughters got married. And you know, how many mothers could go to a wedding and wear a white dress? Well, you know what? Miss D did it, and she was absolutely gorgeous. I did not know that Diana Ross is over 70 years old. But what can I say? She had on a beautiful, beautiful gown at her daughter's wedding. It was her daughter Chetney's wedding. And this wedding was in Hawaii this Sunday. So, you know, she wasn't at the BET Awards. But anyway, what can I say? You go. Her daughter looks absolutely gorgeous. I met her daughter once. I believe this one is the one that's a school teacher. And you know what I can say about Diana Ross, kids that I've met, just about all of them? One thing that all of her children have, they are class. You know what? And you cannot buy class. Class is just something that you learn, something that you inherit. You know, you can have all the money in the world and still be crude. Diana Ross's kids are A-class, very well-spoken, very well-mannered, nice, nice, classy kids. So I give her props. And she looks fabulous at the wedding. Her daughter looks fabulous in Hawaii. But Miss Diana Ross, of course, the diva herself, and she's earned every letter in the word diva, looks absolutely fabulous. All right, Moving on to some more Hollywood gossip. What can I say? Beyonce sent out an Instagram to the victim in the shooting victim in Charleston, Carolina, and I thought it was very, very nice. And she was just very, very nice. A lot of people, a lot of stars, you know, had things, positive things to say, uplifting things to say. And Miss Beyonce, I'm just quoting here, I could be wrong. She said, "My heart is with the families, loved ones, and all those affected by this senseless tragedy in Charleston," unquote. And that's Beyonce. And I just thought it was very, very nice and very, very touching. But you know what? We send our condolences to the victims, of course, all of us at Coffee Chatter. And we just send out positive thoughts, positive prayers, whatever. You know, you want to send a positive message, whatever your belief is, positive energy, positive synergy to the world. We need some peace in the world all over. And what can I say? Did you see Kris Jenner? Well, we know that she's not married to Bruce Jenner any longer, but Kris Jenner has a new man. Should I or should I not tell you? Well, I don't think it's new, but Corey Gamble, well, you know, allegedly, Kris Jenner was broken up from Corey Gamble. Now they're back together. You know, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Seal in his look. A nice looking man, but anyway, what can I say? Is it gossip? Is it true? I don't know. Everybody, it is just about 7:15 a.m. Make it a great day. It is Monday. Hey, we have two more days of June left, and then it will be time for July the 4th. I hope everyone has a fantastic July the 4th. Be safe with those firecrackers. Remember the animals. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Michael Robinson. He's on our advisory board, and he's pulling for Coffee Chatter and helping us find locations for our sock drive. So I'm very, very pleased with that. And also give a shout-out to Yvonne Folk for donating Knowles Mortgage Realty for being a location to drop off our socks. Are still looking for a location for our sock drive that is coming up in November, but we're going to be collecting socks starting in September. So there you have it. Michael Robinson and Yvonne Folk, thank you so much for all your help. Much peace, much love. Everybody, make it a great day or not. It's Coffee Chatter time, 7:15 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.